Nationally, nearly a quarter of all rural hospitals are struggling to stay open. In West Virginia, almost 40% of rural hospitals are at risk of closure. There are several reasons for that.
Inability to recruit physicians to small communities, declining population base. Roughly 10,000 people a day go on Medicare, and Medicare doesn't cover the cost of care in a hospital environment.
That's Dave Ramsey, CEO and President of Charleston Area Medical Center. And yet some hospitals in rural areas are doing well, or at least growing. Those that are succeeding are often the largest facilities. Carol Lofton takes a look at three biggest health systems in West Virginia and what they are doing to prepare for the future.
Over the past 10 years, the WVU health system has exploded.
We're building out a statewide footprint with the intention of making sure we have locally controlled health care that improves the health of the population of the state of West Virginia.
That's Albert Wright, president and CEO of the West Virginia University Health System. In the beginning of July, Summersville Regional Medical Center became the latest addition to WVU Medicine System. Since 2005, about a dozen hospitals have either entered a management agreement or become full members of the university health system.
You know, we have a increasingly large and growing subspecialized academic medical center. You know, and if we want to be able to provide all care in state, you know, and do things like advanced heart and vascular procedures, advanced neuroscience procedures, transplantation, you need to be able to have a population base, you know, that feeds those programs. So we work to coordinate with those rural hospitals that when those patients, if we can provide the care in the community, that's where we do it. When they need the higher level services, you know, they come to Morgantown.
Meanwhile, a new regional healthcare system has popped up in the Mid-Ohio Valley. Cabell Huntington Hospital and St. Mary's Medical Center recently merged to create Mountain Health Network.
This merger came together not for the intent to just survive, but with the expectation that we're going to thrive in the future.
Michael Mullins is the president and CEO of Mountain Health Network, which also includes a management agreement at a third hospital. He says the goal is to continue growing the network over the coming years.
The small rural hospitals just don't have enough volume in order to cover their overhead. So a couple of tough decisions need to be made by those communities. One is, do you continue to try to fight to be an inpatient provider, or do you reshape what is needed for the community to be more of an ambulatory footprint, and then find that larger regional system that you can be affiliated with to potentially help you reduce some costs of services.
Mullen says a larger health system allows for lower overhead for everyone while simultaneously helping to keep some form of medical care in local communities. But keeping a hospital open may mean discontinuing inpatient accommodations. In order to survive, he says, a medical facility might need to be a freestanding emergency room or an outpatient center only.
They're going to have to redefine what do they do in regards to the services and what truly makes sense and what could be done more in a regional setting.
In southern West Virginia, Charleston Area Medical Center is taking a different approach to managing rural health facilities.
Our history has been to work with folks to keep the care and the management of their hospital local. Would we work with a hospital and purchase them? Yes.
But Dave Ramsey, president and CEO of Charleston Area Medical Center, says acquisition is not their focus. Instead, they have partnered with about 30 other doctors, hospitals, federally qualified health centers, and free clinics. These facilities all want to remain independent, but are working together to do things like implement a single shared electronic medical record platform. Ramsey also points out that nationally, the trend is to increasingly do everything possible to keep people out of hospitals.
Hospitals are very expensive places, so that's where we're headed. Where hospitals will generally be, we believe, in the future, is mostly large ICUs, that so much of the care can be delivered on an outpatient basis.
Totally independent rural hospitals may be a thing of the past. Instead, to survive, it's grow, affiliate, change. To keep on keeping on is to die. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.